Hi, everybody. Welcome to The Limit Breakdown. We review everything in TV show, movies, and entertainment. I'm your host, Sid.
I'm Migs.
And today, we're going to do something a little special. We're going to do some deep diving onto Spider-Punk, one of the main characters across the Spider-Verse. But since not a lot of people know about this new Spider-Man, we'll give you the insight.
All right, so Spider-Punk is an alternate version of Spider-Man from Earth 138. He is a version that, in this version of Earth, it is corrupted by evil corporations that rule over everything, right? And Norman Osborn is actually the president.
I see why he's so rebellious in that movie.
Yeah, it's not Peter Parker, it's actually Hobby Brown. And he's a foul-mouthed youth living in squalor that got bit by a radioactive spider. But the radioactive spider got irradiated from sludge that was dropped off by the government. And part of the government's law enforcement arm is they use VENOM troops, Venom troops, which basically all of their police have symbiotes.
Interesting.
So Osborn's troops are powered by Venom, by the symbiote. So that's a problem, I would say.
That's police brutality to the next level.
Yeah. Well, Hobby is originally in the comics, he's an American in New York. The version that we've seen in across the Spider-Verse. Yeah. They made him British. To go a little bit more with the punk theme. But originally, he was American, going through the streets of New York. His rebellious spirit is fueled by his love of punk rock that provided the spark for his rebellion against Norman Osborn. His powers are identical to that of Spider-Man Peter Parker. Mm-hmm. He can stick to walls. He has enhanced agility, strength proportional to that of a spider, and spider sense to warn him of incoming danger. He took the mantle of Spider-Man to take on the corrupt government, and he led the charge along with the citizens in New York. The citizens call him Spider-Punk, which he's not really a fan of that name. He prefers just to be called Spider-Man, but it's kind of growing on him a little bit.
I mean, I can say with that with a mouth.
He's also been called the Anarchic Spider, so. So like that's that's pretty cool. But along with the people of New York, Spider-Punk led an army of rebels against Norman Osborn. And because the symbiotes are all weak against sound, they amassed a giant stage in which Spider-Punk came out with the guitar and disabled all the symbiotes with a massive rock concert.
Nice. That's pretty awesome.
In which he fought Norman Osborn and smashed his head in with a guitar.
What? Bro, he does not hold back.
No. He is a very hardcore Spider-Man. Spider-Punk made his first appearance in Amazing Spider-Man number 10 from 2014 as part of the Spider-Verse event, the first one that happened. Spider-Verse number 2 gives Spider-Punk his first chance at a solo adventure.
Nice. And speaking of, he's actually also been featured in Spider-Geddon and appeared briefly in a Web Warrior issues from 7 through 11. Mm-hmm. He actually got his own five-part miniseries beginning with Spider-Punk in 2022. Mm-hmm. Now, it has been noted that he was in a few video games. For example, he was included in a mobile game that was called Spider-Man Unlimited, Marvel Strike Force, and he's also available as a skin in the PlayStation Marvel's Spider-Man game, which is a fantastic game. Looking forward to number 2.
Yeah.
He has Spider-Punk has also made appearance in the Ultimate Spider-Man animated series. There was a 4-part series when he made an appearance in that. Now, in that show, they did apply that he was British. He had like a little cocky accent and something like that, but it wasn't confirmed. Most recently, obviously, he was featured in the animated film Spider-Man Across the Spider-Verse, and he was voiced by Daniel Kaluuya, once again giving the British accent.
Yeah.
So, that is all that you need to know for Spider-Punk.
Yeah, so It's one of my favorite characters or different variations of spider people that have been introduced lately. So it's definitely pretty cool. I actually don't have one. Aww. I need one. Yeah, I'm slacking. I need a spider punk. Yeah, I'm slacking. But
there. Thank you guys for watching. This was our update on Spider Punk. Stick around for more updates and videos of characters you may not know.
As always, don't forget to like, comment, subscribe, interact with us. It helps the algorithm, and stay tuned for more content. We appreciate you.